We continue our parade of guests to talk about the what we see tonight, but also looking forward to what we can expect next week. Carol Felsenthal is an author. She's also a political columnist for Chicago Magazine and for Politico Magazine. She joins us now. Hi, Carol. Here we go. Hi, Carol. Sorry about that. Are we there? Do we have her?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good to talk to you. Okay.
Okay.
Carol, what do you think of the results tonight, especially the idea that Joe Biden wins Michigan?
Well, Bernie did quite a bit worse than he did against Hillary. I think that there's going to be a lot of pressure on Bernie to drop out. I think there's going to be pressure on Elizabeth Warren to endorse Bernie, but why would she? Because all these other people who spoke so ill of Biden before, Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Kamala Harris, they're all hoping either for cabinet positions or to become VP. I think Bernie is finished, and I think Biden is a disaster. The man is senile, and he shows it every day. And one of the worst examples happened today when he swore at a man, put his finger in his face, challenged him to go outside to fight, called AR-15s, AR-14s. I don't know what the Democrats are thinking, but as a Democrat myself, I think it's a terrible mistake. 6 months from today or 2 months from today, Biden's going to be in worse shape than he is today, and you can say all you want to about Trump. The man is a disaster, but he's got a lot more energy, and I think he's going to take Joe Biden down in debates.
Carol, we were talking earlier just about the idea that Illinois is now relevant, and we may be in a position next week where Illinois votes to one of these candidates into getting the delegate count to become the nominee. Does Illinois go for Biden? Is Illinois a Biden state?
Oh, definitely. And Illinois will go for Biden. Florida will go big time for Biden because Bernie said such incredibly stupid things in Florida, including about Fidel Castro and his literacy program, support for the Palestinians. Now, whatever you think of Bernie's politics, but why he said that when he said that, I think Florida is going to be a blowout for Biden. I think Ohio probably goes to Biden, and I think Arizona has a older population or significant older population. One of the things you've seen for Biden tonight that he is just walking away with older voters. Bernie is doing well with younger voters, but younger voters can't be relied on to vote.
Carol, the interesting thing too, we talked about does the left, the hard left, the people who are supporting Bernie Sanders, do they fall in line like some of these other candidates have? Do you see the voters for Bernie Sanders or even Elizabeth Warren getting behind Joe Biden for the to unite the Democratic Party?
Well, I think there's two groups of Bernie voters. I think the Bernie Bros, as they're called, they're just angry, and I can't see them flocking. Most of them will vote for Biden, but a good number won't, and that could hurt him if it's a tight race for Trump. Right now, it looks like Trump is being doomed by the coronavirus and the economy, but we'll see. Are they going to vote for Trump? I don't think so, but there's going to be lagging enthusiasm, an enthusiasm gap, and in a close election, when it's not the popular vote, but the electoral college that counts, that could be a real problem for Biden. I think the Bernie people thought they were denied the nomination in 2016, and the same is happening now. And it certainly must make them angry that there was such a quick turnaround for Biden when his campaigning has been very weak, and he didn't campaign in some of the states that he won on Super Tuesday. He had no money, had no people there. So I think there's going to be a lot of anger that's going to have to be soothed.
Carol Felsenthal is a longtime political columnist here in town, Chicago Magazine, Politico Magazine as well. We're talking about the election results. Christine texted in saying, but, you know, Biden will surround himself with all the same people who were with Clinton and Obama, all of the DNC, the moderates, that a lot of people that know how to run campaigns and have done it before. Does it help Biden that he is surrounded by all of past winners who will line up and support this candidate?
Well, I think that Biden could be a figurehead one-term president. And there are many people who I talk to who think that that's what the country needs now, a calming down. Biden will put on a nice suit and fix his hair and go out there and shake hands, but he's not going to be the real president. So it makes the vice president, because I really do, I would bet a lot that Biden, if he wins, he's not going to be able to run again in 4 years. So whether it's Amy Klobuchar, who would be a spectacularly effective president, or Kamala Harris, it's or Stacey Abrams, it's almost at the point now where Biden definitely has to pick a woman. There's no way in the world that it's Pete Buttigieg or Worshad Beto O'Rourke. It's got to be a woman, and I think that it has to be a woman of color. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, interestingly, I've seen Lori Lightfoot in the mix as Biden's VP. It hasn't carried very far, but the editorial page editor for the Washington Post, Fred Hyatt, suggested that Lori could be a possible candidate. Wow. For that job.
How great, how amazing would that be for a political story? Illinois is next. We're up next. Are you worried, Carol, from your experience, or are you worried about coronavirus and what to have effect that has on people coming out to vote?
Very early on, before it really hit the U.S., said that I can see there being no political conventions this summer. I'm not a scientist. In fact, I was never very good at science. But I just think this is a disaster for many reasons. Look at both Biden and Bernie canceled their rallies for tonight. That's a good thing for Bernie, but too bad for Biden. And Trump already, he has another rally scheduled. And when you look at, if you watch Trump's rallies, and I watch them because I find them fascinating, they're hot, they're sweaty, there are thousands of people packed into a room. You know, I before the New Yorker put on its cover, I said to my husband that Trump is going to distribute MAGA masks, and that everybody at his rallies would be wearing those red hats and white red letter MAGA masks, because those rallies are really important to Trump. And I'll tell you one reason why they're super important, and that's because supposedly about 25%, somewhere in that territory, of the people who attend those Trump rallies are Democrats. And the Trump has a very smart guy, Brad, I think it's Pascale, if I'm pronouncing it right, who does his social media and his data work, and they're getting all those texts, and I think that's going to make a difference too. So if Trump is socially pressured to give up the rallies, that'll be a problem for him. But the thing about Trump is he doesn't give in to social pressure. He doesn't care. He's just kind of a maniac.
Carol Felsenthal, my guest here, as you see the results trending towards Biden, really, I mean, obviously the western states like Idaho and Washington have not come up yet, but when you see the results tonight and you look forward, and you have already said you see Biden winning next week, I mean, what do we expect? I mean, are we going to be in a spot where the Trump campaign today, there was a great article today just about how they're going to go after the mental faculties and whether or not Biden is mentally fit. Is that story right? Tomorrow, do we see the Trump campaign continue to hammer that home? Is that an effective strategy for them?
Oh, totally. The Trump campaign, Fox News, Breitbart, they have the material to do it. He gives them fresh material every day he's out. Now, the latest thing is there is going to be a really super interesting debate this weekend. I thought it was Saturday night, but I heard it was Sunday night. But it will be, it's not going to be Tulsi Gabbard, who we forget is still in the race but is going nowhere. It'll be Sanders against Biden. And Sanders is sharp, you know, and he's got his talking points down. The trouble for Joe Biden is he can't remember his talking points. So I think that debate will be fascinating. But when you look ahead, Bernie didn't do as well as I thought he would do in California. That was a weak thing. He won, but not by enough. And there's one state where I can kind of see Bernie having a comeback that's a big state, and that's Wisconsin. But beyond that, I think that, with all we're talking about this contested convention that people like me love to think about, but I think that Biden is going to go into the convention with a majority of delegates, and I think that's why Elizabeth Warren dropped out, because she's really smart, and she understood that this is what was coming, and she was hoping that there wouldn't be a majority and that she could be a compromise candidate, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Carol Felsenthal, longtime political columnist, Chicago Magazine, Politico, and other places, author as well. Carol, thanks for joining us tonight.
Sure, anytime. Yeah.